from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Bears.
He's facing jail time, potentially.
See, this is the beauty of live radio. You say something, and then you're like, ooh, this is juicy. Let's just live in this moment for a second.
Because the optimism on Caleb is such, and the excitement for Caleb's potential success is such, that Bears fans would be willing to excuse an awful lot.
If he's good. And again, this is not, we're not at all saying that this is likely. He seems like a model citizen.
Sure.
He has a charitable foundation. We can remove Caleb from it, honestly. It's just the idea of a franchise quarterback.
I think we should leave Caleb attached to it because, okay, I think that makes the point. But to accentuate what you're saying, I believe what you're about to do is taking it to an absurd level to show the possibilities and really get to that edge. Texters have already gotten to some of the stuff that's lower on what they would accept. If Caleb was good, a texter says, he can leave his shopping carts wherever he wants at the grocery store. Doesn't need to go back to the collector.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So stuff like that. Feel free to text those in. Here's another. It's very acceptable for Caleb to do donuts in the parking lot with your kid in the back seat of the car, a la Byron Pringle. Like fans are ready to accept those kinds of things at a base level for Caleb Williams.
How do you feel about arson?
Anti.
I've always been anti also.
But
we've never had a 4,000-yard passer.
This is very Daniel Van Kirk, but if he's lighting up the Packers, who cares?
Yeah.
He can paint the town red. I don't care if he paints his nails. It's the best.
Coming to America?
I don't know. Barbershop? Whatever.
I'm just going to stop doing voices. All you guys do is pick me apart.
Yeah. No, we want you to keep doing your Dustin.
All you guys do is... arson. And I, too, Shane, am anti-arson in general.
Just for the record, the Parkinson Spiegel Show is anti-arson. How do we feel about armed robbery?
Well, no, let's go back to arson.
Who are we robbing?
I'm not saying... Because I don't know. What is he burning down? What is he... I mean, you know...
Lambo.
See?
Yeah. Oh,
all of a sudden,
it's a classic institution. Burned it down with those fire touchdown passes.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like to burn
Danny
down.
Danny doesn't like it.
Like to burn down houses.
I just made the joke about lighting up the Packers.
Yeah.
We'll be so subtle next time.
Get it.
Like to burn down houses just to watch them glow. I mean, it's okay. As long as he's, 4,000 yards? You said 4,000?
We've never had one.
Okay.
All right, so arson, armed robbery, what else we got?
Well, armed robbery, I'm a no on armed robbery. I'm sorry.
And I still stand by, it depends on who he's robbing.
Depends on how armed.
If he gets to rob the Kia boys, go rob the Kia boys, Caleb.
If he makes a legit Pro Bowl, okay? It's not one of those alternate situations, right? If he's first team Pro Bowl in the NFC,
yeah,
and he wants a new contract, I don't mind if he goes up to the offices, the front offices.
Robs the Bears.
Robs the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. All right.
I don't know, man. I mean,
all right.
You can do a lot of damage with armed robbery to a person and, you know, really damage their psyche and the rest of their life. I'm still a no on armed robbery, but whatever, Tanny. You know, you're fine. You go a little further than I do. What else you got?
Kidnapping.
This is terrible.
I mean, I feel like for all of these, there's a certain group of people that I wouldn't mind seeing get caught on fire.
Packers
I wouldn't
fans.
Mind see get robbed right. with a gun. Mm. Kidnapping is different. That's somebody's daughter.
That's
or
a
son.
Tough one.
Yeah,
right?
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough.
All right. Yeah, it feels like it should be more than Class C. I guess there's sometimes people say there's like a miscommunication with the kidnapping.
A Class C felony.
Right. Emmanuel.
He has to do it in a tuxedo.
Class C felony. All right. Receiving of stolen property.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I'm good with that.
That's,
good with that.
That's what OJ got 9 years for.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm good. All he did was receive it.
Maybe he didn't even know it was stolen.
Yeah, let's clarify here. Is he found guilty in a court of law? Because we don't need our quarterback being locked up like OJ.
That'd
was,
be a problem.
You know?
Right. No, we don't like that.
No,
this is just accusations.
He should never go to trial.
This is just committing the act itself. Like morally. Allegedly.
And again,
morally,
he would
okay
never
with
do
that.
It.
Morally, I'm fine with our quarterback receiving stolen property. I'm all right with that. Texters are saying, here's one. If Caleb's good, he can park absolutely anywhere he wants. Another, he can throw his divvy bike in Lake Michigan.
That's not a felony. That is what people should do.
Oh, no, it isn't.
That's encouraged. Please throw any divvy bike you see into Lake Michigan.
He can steal from Amazon Go. That's terrible. Except I do that sometimes with coffee.
Yeah. These are good.
Speaks is why they're getting rid of the just walk out shopping out by me. People like you, Speaks.
They're getting rid of it.
He steals from Amazon all the time. Oh, man.
Armed robbery, as long as it's overtime against the Packers, where he takes a win right from the jaws of defeat, then we're okay with that.
With his arm, you know?
Yeah.
A strong arm robbery. No weapon, just your biceps.
Oh,
criminal
man.
Trespassing, we got no problem with, right? He can go anywhere he wants.
No
he's
problem
good.
At all. As long as he doesn't cause damage.
Yeah, right. As long as he's good, I feel like the whole the city is his property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most businesses would just open up to him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Criminal trespassing.
Yeah. Who was it to...
shouldn't even be a crime.
Who stole the butterscotch brownie bars?
Golden Tate.
One of my favorite. That was so quick. That was amazing.
Yeah.
God, Golden Tate. I love you. I mean, it was amazing.
He could sell kids cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Not my kid.
No, yeah. Listen, there's a lot worse chemicals.
He could sell your kid cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'd be fine if he sold Ruben cigarettes.
What?
Hey, Ruben doesn't have to smoke them. That's on you.
Yeah, exactly. Caleb's just trying to make money. Rookie contracts, it's suppressing the guy's wages.
So we're okay.
You know what the margin is on cigarettes?
You're okay with my kid buying cigarettes from Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
That's my money, probably. I gave him for taking out the trash or something.
Again, we're asking, would we be okay if Caleb is good if it was found that he made some money on the side selling cigarettes to minors?
Sure.
Yeah.
They're going to smoke them anyway.
About.
Who cares who's selling
might
them?
Not. I mean, somebody else can sell
speaks,
them.
Like Tanny said, if you put your kid in a position to think it's okay to smoke, that's on you. That's not on Caleb.
If Jordan Love sold cigarettes to Ruben, I'd be pissed, man.
Well, yeah, me too. I'd be classless.
Exactly.
Ban him from the league.
Go sell him to your own fans' kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, some of these texters are not funny at all.
I know. Shane, you help. I couldn't sift through the bad ones to get to the good ones. It's usually my thing.
What if he was there for January 6th? Someone wants to know on the text line.
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Yeah.
Did he have zip ties or was he just visiting the Capitol?
He was just checking it out.
I'd forgive it. Guys, I was willing to trade my dog for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, you would finally
pre-allegation. Pre-allegation.
All right. What else we got on Class C felonies?
What if he does the same thing as Deshaun Watson?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
That would definitely hurt his... We're talking about his reputation publicly. Right. That would hurt.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Clarify, I'm also a no on that.
Good.
Yeah, all right, good.
You should be.
Also, there's real human damage there.
Right.
Man.
I think that's pretty much where we're drawing the line here.
The possibility of generational human damage. The ruining of a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get stuck. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Life.
Like, we're assuming arson, like, no one's in the in the room. But, like, forgery? That's fine.
Forgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, right? Spielberg will make a movie about you.
Like, if
eventually.
He walks around and just says, trust me, I'm a notary. I'll notarize that for you.
If he's got some old school machines to make fake checks, and then he gets
or passports.
Or passports. Shane will buy one from him. Then he pretends he's a pilot, flies all around the country. Am I right? It's a good movie. Tom Hanks, chase him down. Daniel Norris loves that flick.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it is.
A little vandalism. Like, we just found out that the new street signs that are going up on the Kennedy were just getting tagged immediately by Caleb Williams.
Oh boy, our quarterback has a vandalism problem. Our quarterback
at night.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, we should help him do something with that. He's playing Sunday, right? Just checking in.
The kid just needs a creative outlet. Yeah. You need to be challenging him a little bit more. Yeah. Okay.
773 says, how about some good old mail fraud, but he spelled mail like man, M-A-L-E. Yeah, no, Caleb can do drag if he wants.
I would have any problem with that. Yeah. No, I would have no issue with that.
Totally fine.
We've progressed as a society. We're fine with that. I don't think he's committing mail fraud of any kind.
Public urination, but like he never goes to the bathroom inside. It's just it's always outside.
Constant public urination.
Yeah, like he leaves his home to go to the bathroom somewhere outside.
How about on the field during games, on the sideline?
I'd ask him about it in a press conference setting, but I'd be fine with it as long as he's good.
It's really taking this bear thing to the next level.
Hey, you guys want to know if a bear trapped in the woods.
All right.
I'll show you.
All right, we'll take questions for Caleb Williams.
Hey, why do you use indoor plumbing?
Let's go to Jason Leisure from the Chicago Sun-Times. Caleb, midway through the second, when you went and you urinated in the corner at Soldier Field outside for all to see, is there a reason you don't go inside?
I'm a bear.
Yeah. Follow up, when you threw that touchdown to Tyler Scott.
How did the relief?
Stealing welfare money from the state of Mississippi?
No. No. No.
How long after the career? Or is it current as a career happening?
About 15 years?
Wait, does Favre get blamed for it?
Whoa.
Do we just
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Oh, yeah.
Do we just tack that on to the other guy? If he does it but doesn't get penalized?
I think I'm a yes.
What if he goes on Rogan?
No, you can't be a yes on...
on Mississippi?
On Mississippi mail fraud?
If he goes on Rogan...
mail fraud!
If he goes on Rogan, he better be more entertaining than Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. How about missing OTAs for a trip to Egypt?
I'm a yes.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
If he's good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's voluntary. It's not even mandatory.
Yeah.
And Egypt looks fun.
Darkness retreat?
Yeah, fine.
I'll go with him.
We were talking about we were talking about arson, and now you guys are talking about Egypt.
What if he did what Fred Willard did in that movie theater?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's victimless?
I mean, it depends who's in the theater.
Depends who's seeing that and who's nearby.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Probably not going to answer that one.
Yeah, okay.
Leave that one alone.
I don't want to. I'll be on the record with arson, but I don't know if I want to be on the record.
Yeah, you're totally cool talking about armed robbery. I'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, yeah, we all do, Fred.
And by the way, RIP to Martin Mull. His partner in crime on Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight. Martin Mull, a brilliant comedic mind that we did not celebrate here, that I'm celebrating right now privately, I usually do.
What a beautiful, moving tribute to the man.
Thank you.
We have a Bears report coming
Thank you very much.
At 5
That's beautifully put.
Thank you.
From Mark Grody. Former GM, though, did speak of the potential issues coming to the Bears with this TV show. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.